So here we go with book Little P, beginning April 6, 1977, and ending in July of the same year. And we're still talking about the colonies on filter paper, using Kai 1776 in this case. Electrophoretic transfer considered, and spreading on paper, re-spreading on paper. There's another filter paper with stained colonies on it. This is 1776, a digression really. Getting sidetracked by 1776. There is a colony. There is a plasmid, P9, PCR1, a plasmid CR1, which apparently on asking has no blunt end restriction enzyme is available that cuts PCR1. Telephone message from Karen Armstrong. I must have asked from Helinski's lab. So here is PCR1 rough tests available. Digest it with SMAR1, EQR1, Bauman control. And although the gel was badly overloaded, EQR1 made a single cut as expected. The control is about 90% supercut circles. BAM didn't cut, SMAR didn't cut. Not expected, but the enzyme is uncertain. So the only thing that clearly cut was EQR1. Going in with lambda, with Ki-1776 again, and repeat of SAR1 or SMAR1 on PCR1 with a new preparation of SMAR1, and the comment is that the SMAR1 pieces are as expected, and the R1 cuts more when in excess. BAM does not, so there are some contaminating enzymes presumably in the SMAR1, and there are the maps on page 12. And Leslie's gels were being considered on April 14th. Incredible gels, very beautiful, with the markers and A3 and H3, extremely pretty gels, on page 14. And measuring the sizes in that way. The marker had about, I don't know, her gels were, these gels are just absolutely glorious, much better than the gels I was using. So these are polyacrylamide gels almost certainly. With many, many bands. another thought on how to put tails on things on page 17. PCR1 digests on page 20 and 21 with EQR1 and SAL1 and the combined digest. Cuts as expected. Use R1 over 50 and use SAL1 undiluted. cDNA cloning with BCR1 on page 23, which was lost, so repeat of this experiment. Which Harvey had never had the loss problem before, so just try a straight repeat. DT trials and DA trial on page 27, but with an X right through everything. Continue with PCR on April 21st. Struggling. That we're happy with the P27 experiment, which is the one with the big X through it. So it must be on page 26. We have to look on page 26, which was a deep transfer, terminal transferase with cobalt. PLTT number 3898-1 with DTTP, DATP, so giving page 27 DT, page 27 DA, and these are the two products, DA and DT, and they're being analyzed on page 31, and it has said, but come out fine. It's saying that products are physically intact and looking good, yields fine. DA, DT, DA, DT, after terminal transfer. So cloning cDNA being considered on April 22nd. So 15 microcuries total of DNTP is used. And the reverse transcriptase from Jeff Ross. And 3.9 microliters of globin mRNA. Two micrograms on page 33. So this is really good, sensible work using mRNA and reverse transcriptase from Jeff Ross to make a cDNA clones. And they run down the column of the SE Sephiroth. Having washed with EDTA and treated with RNase. A column with SE Sephiroth on the top and G100 below. To elute the cDNA. With a comment on the left that the bulk of the radioactivity is still in the column, even though the fractions came out, and fractions 6, 7 and 8 were pooled and precipitated with ethanol, representing about a 6% conversion of the mRNA to cDNA, and then into a Beckman polyalumar tube and to minus 20. So this is considered the page 33 is headed, well, has a note in the circle, cloning, and page 35 has cloning again. And there is a tag to the whole page on the top saying cloning. So this is the cloning of the cDNA that is being carried out successfully, I think, in the end. PCR1 cDNA continued, DTT tails, the terminal transferase. Ed, I would comment, Ed. On page 36, Ed will transform with all of the P37 mix and with P29 DA. So this is taking various preparations being a bit more carefully. From the ultracentrifuge run, precipitate from the ultracentrifuge run, added sodium hydroxide and then we precipitated the material and recovered about 8,900 gan per minute, whereas unrecovered there was 93,000 gan per minute, about 10%. Going on with the cloning on page 41, April 26, repeat of the cDNA step to avoid losses, starting with 15 microcuries of times 3 of the dNTPs, the dNTPs being dNTP mix. No, let's do that again. 15 microcuries times three of the DNTPs. Specific activity is 187.5 curies per mole with the NTPs. So the last of the mRNA is being added in this experiment, much less than 3.9 microliters of globin mRNA. About 1 microliter used for labeling with reverse transcriptase, etc. And eventually precipitated after running through a column as P40 ETOH cDNA, total 126,000 counts per minute of the cDNA, and continuing the cloning on April 27th with terminal transferase, and partly my writing, partly someone else's writing, probably a Harvey's writing. On page 45, April 27th, Wednesday, closing the circle. Model test in DA and DT. The aim is to anneal DA tailed and DT tailed R1 cut PCR1, recut with SAL1 and then ligase. So it's a complicated test to see if it works. And also, considering the Stockmeyer concentration. This DNA is on page 44. This DNA is 20% of lambda and has a Stockmeyer concentration of 0.075 micrograms per microliter, i.e. the present concentration, using the Stockmeyer equation. Slowly annealing on page 47 and 48, starting at 50 degrees and lowering the temperature slowly, so that by 2 hours we're down to about 37 degrees. With a comment that this is annealing the, well, this is annealing the DTT cDNA to presumably DA tailed product. Let's just see. Yeah. So this is DT, cDNA DT with tails of DTs on the ends, and the material to which it's being annealed is P29DA. And P29DA is a PCR1, as I expected. And continuing on page 49, need to establish chemically the success of the various reactions for closure, since the transformation is at low efficiency and somewhat erratic. therefore make more DA and DT tailed material. And Rabbit's protocol, or Rabbit's paper, on bacterial cloning of plasmids carrying copies of rabbit globin mRNA, detailed in detail, because that's basically what we're trying to do with PCR1. Rabbit's was using a mini Coli-1 plasmid, cut with EQR1, terminal transferase with DTTP, and then one piece with DTT and one piece with DATP, and then annealing of the two, just as I'm trying to do in this work here. And another annealing experiment on page 52 and 53, temperature changing from 50 down to 37 over the period of several hours. Conclusion that re-annealing with the plasmid is okay, but not with tails. Must start again and do all the tails with 32P. Didn't get the result wanted. So PCR1, a restart on May 5th. And continuing on the next few pages with a corrected recipe. May 6th, and a result on page 61, with the tails being now radioactive. And trying to select using material that had been labeled with DAs for 60 minutes. Looked good. So DADT, PCR1 again on page 63 with an error. Closing the circle again, clone on page 65. P65 annealed PCR1 globin. So it's P43 page. That's a book we're in, book little p, P43 DTC, DNA DT, was added to DA PCR1, and following Rabbit's procedure to give an annealed PCR1 globin, and Ed will transfect this material. And with a comment that using 20 microliters, three putatives were obtained at about 2% efficiency of control PCR1, so that the frequency of getting a colony was much reduced, but it looked like there were colonies there. Physical closure being talked about on the next page. And conclusions, this new material is poor, probably branched compared to the previous lot, since it renatures as a polymer. But it's worth trying the enzyme method on it. Alkaline tests on page 71, material they've been treated with, 0.4 molar sodium hydroxide. With the conclusion that the P63 page 63 from book B, a DA is severely damaged. I can't manage this long a time, but the material on page 49 is okay to continue with, and as is the page 63 material. So, looking for which is the best product after Arkawine. Annealing again with enzyme. And the enzyme being Sal-1. Reprint again from Science. Paper by Armstrong in Helinski's lab on gene cloning and containment properties of a plasmid Colli-1 and its derivatives. Remind me of what else is going on. So here I am testing the results. Conclusions of the annealing material. The assay works fine. Page 75. The assay works fine. It looks as if P63 is good stuff and gives the expected product. Set up a large amount and go on to ligate. So here is the ligation on Thursday of Sal-1, PCR-1. To add for transformation. More ligations on page 81, so continuing yet. Ligation at 37 degrees with a ligase at 5 times the concentration. So a test of Sal ligation and of Sal inactivation, continuing these different ways of trying to get a clone of cDNA. Again, no ligation is the conclusion on page 87. So question mark, does this Sal cut off the label, P32? PCR1, EcoR1 ligation. In case the Sal-1 enzyme is poor, and because the overlap is less good, reverse the enzymes and use Sal-1 for tailing with EcoR1 for closure, and test R1 closure. So that's PCR1 with EcoR1 ligation. The conclusion is that P89 ligase or heat ligase in the cold works well. See page 101, which is several pages further down, but we'll sneak a look. The ligation is working, it says there, but we'll get to that in due course. So these are different permutations of the possible things that can be done. Ligation at 37, or ligation and then 90 minutes, etc., etc., heat and ligase, so on. Ligation on page 93, still more tests to try to get a product that will survive. And page 99, Friday, May 29th, tests of DAT, DA and DT annealed without cutting. Sent to it, given to it, give the product. page 101, the catch-up gel with older samples. This is a result that was said, look at that. And these gels are not my gels. Almost certainly they look like a polyacrylamide gel. Although they are my gels, but it must be, it's a very good gel. And it's Helling stands for 0.7%. It's a high resolution gel, very pleasing gel, with P63 DA, P63, that's page 63 book P, DA and DT, and the anneal product, and the ligase cold, and the heat ligase, etc., etc. And the conclusion is, if the ligation is working with or without heat after R1, it's not critical, nor is buffer. Stick with the page 83 material, or recipe, and center the product to add P101 anneal. The interpretations of the gel is given on page 100. PCR1 closed monomer, open dimer, closed dimer, open trimer, closed trimer, etc. Trying to interpret probably correctly what they were. And given to Ed. Page 103, Saturday, May 21st. In view of the SAR ligation, in view of the current success with our one ligation, and stock of DA and DT tailed, R1 cut plasmids can go back to SAL test. And let's test that. And however, I found that I've done this experiment already. Better stick with Eco R1 for the second cut. The new PCR1 SAL Eco R1. Series done, conclusion, all is well, the recovery's fine. Can even see post-lambda X-ray, XO is more concentrated, etc. Start of terminal transfer is on the Sunday, May 22nd, page 109. Continue it on that page. And cDNA on May 23rd. With the, after the cDNA mix with the NTPs and globin mRNA, 2 micrograms. Okay to proceed, but in future this step might best be done by dialysis. The yield of the solution is about 10 to 20%. Again, a column on the next page, SE Cevidex on the top, followed by Cevidex G100, and obtained a pool of product. This is material put on the column was cDNA made on the preceding page, pages of 113, cDNA made on this page, and then cleaned up on the following page with a possible error. And page 117, recovery of the cDNA and the second DT tail, with the conclusion that once again dialysis would be better. And continuing to have problems. Page 119, aggregation. Cloning test, a rough test on page 121. Did not work. Restart with dialysis only, this time, page 123. A conclusion that the cell cut is adequate and the recovery is greater than 50%. Continue and re-titrate after terminal transferase. Lambda XO was used to cut I'll hold that. We're going to start again on page 123 of book little P. We're restart with dialysis only, where PCR 1 DNA was treated with Sal 1 and then after recovering the material, it was treated with Lambda XO to make single stranded ends. And kept on ice. Continuing to struggle. Terminal transferase on page 127 again. Sal DT, so it's Sal cut. With DT tails, the idea. cDNA again on page 131. And PCR1 Sal DT is available. That's been cut with Sal and DT ends added. Thermal transferase, number 2 experiment, June 1st. Conclusion 133 material DT cDNA DT has just about and only just survived. So a kneeling test. On a kneeling test on June 2nd. It all seems to be rather negative. So the experiment is starting with material of PCR1 Sal digested with DT, cDNA, DTT, available in term of transfer is buffer, and the PCR1 SAL DA available also in term of transfer is buffer, and then ligated them. Or annealed them, anyway, not ligated them, annealed these. And then ligased take the 20 microliters for tests on Saturday of this material, that's the ligation product. Although the conclusions are, it doesn't look like a good annealing step on the check on the gels. So we make the globin ligation after the rest, after a rest for going to the National Institutes of Health and flying. This was June 6th with a gap to June 20th. Ed reports that the material from page 139 ligation was the best product we have, but he's now run out of material, so we have to remake material. And a globin ligation made again with 20 microliters, the last of the sample of post-EQR1 sample made on page 137 with the ligase there, and this product is called P143 PCR1 globin ligation, and Ed used this with great success, is the conclusion. Page 145 of the globin cDNA probe is the heading. Globin mRNA is available at 0.5 micrograms per microliter. Harvest protocol describes that. Isophenol. And reverse transcriptase, etc., etc., sodium hydroxide, phenol extraction, and then on a column with material eluting in fractions, basically fraction 7, well, 6, 7, and 8, pool of P145 globin probe is 3.2 times 10 to the 6 counts per minute, and so etc. It's finally 2,660 counts per minute per microliter of product of globin cDNA probe. July 6th, after a week of cross-country and flying. The available blocks were an immunoglobulin plasmid. Mm-hmm. and immunoglobulin C DNA made on page 149. Terminal transferase on page 151. And ketchup gel on page 153 of the material annealed, annealing with cell DT, cDNA DT, and cell DA annealed with the ligase, etc. And with the conclusion that the ligation is proceeding okay, traces of the desired product are probably present. This is immunoglobulin plasmid on page 153, ending on the following page with the last check on the P152 ligation at R1 post R1 IgG plasmid and PCR1 Ig ligation undiluted and PCR1 marker. Conclusion, no significant change since 12 hours. And that's page 155 of Book Little P and the end of this book.